Hello and welcome to the Sound Steps podcast, Conversations in Auditory Verbal Therapy, with me, Shefali Shah, a listening and spoken language CERT AVT professional. As the excitement around the birth of your little one subsides, the reality of raising this little being can be both exhausting and bewildering. What do you even say to this little person? So if you're wondering how your baby or young child learns to talk or will learn to talk, this Sound Steps podcast is for you. Yes, these conversations are rooted in my practice with babies and young children who are deaf or hard of hearing and the families who raise them to listen, learn and talk via auditory verbal therapy. However, they are equally applicable to all young children developing early and fluent spoken language because auditory verbal therapy is modeled on natural patterns of development. So come have a listen. Welcome to this episode on reading, Moving Beyond Words. I really believe that reading is an integral part of early childhood development, and I am so grateful to both mums who partner me in this discussion. Rashi Sanghi, mother of a 2-year, 3-month-old toddler, and Simi Rughani, mother of a 2-year, 5.5-month-old. Both mothers have been kind enough to participate in more than one episode on the Sound Steps podcast, and I really am very grateful to you for allowing me to share the fun that we have had with both your children as we read to them. So thank you and welcome. 90% of deaf or hard of hearing children are born to hearing parents who have little or no knowledge of deafness. Understandably, many of these families want to raise their child who is deaf or hard of hearing to learn to talk via listening alone, just like they did. Sophisticated hearing technology and the early identification of hearing loss make this possible. The Sound Steps podcast, Conversations in Auditory Verbal Therapy, shares conversations that I've coached parents through to facilitate their deaf or hard of hearing child achieving his developmental milestones and smoothing out bumps along the way, all of which are so essential to bringing your child who is deaf or hard of hearing to age-appropriate or ahead-of-age development, ready to graduate from early intervention services. This show culminates in celebrating the accomplishments of these energetic teenagers and emerging adults as they revel in the abundant choices that have opened up for them as a result of being able to participate in a hearing world. So come have a listen and experience the joy of raising a baby who is deaf or hard of hearing to learn, think and talk via listening alone, via auditory verbal therapy, knowing that with early identification, sophisticated modern hearing technology and appropriate services, your child too can enjoy life in all its fullness, free of limitations. So welcome. The show notes below following each episode with their top tips and timestamps allow you to revisit these conversations. And if you need my help in any way, the links given below will help you reach me. And don't forget to look at the show notes below for resources on this topic. Just to let you know, I'm also working on uploading this identical episode to my YouTube channel, so that you can actually watch and observe these mothers read to their children and watch the reactions and responses of the children on screen. So keep your eyes peeled for that. And don't forget to check out the book suggestions I have down below in the show notes for ideas on what books to read to your infant and toddler. Reading is fun, and the literature tells us emphatically that the reading and math scores of young children are reliable predictors of their performance at university. But at what age do we begin? How do we even choose books? How do we even start reading to this little being who is still in her first year of life? If these are some of the questions that you wonder about, this episode on our podcast is for you. I want to share with you today how we go beyond the words on the pages of our books. Given that we've been reading to our children ever since infancy, or from the time they've been sitting up, which is probably on average 6 months of age, by the time our infant is approaching her first birthday, she has a growing vocabulary. And books certainly are the most effective way to build that vocabulary, especially when they are linked to real-time or real-life experiences. By the time our baby is approaching her first birthday, she is recognizing all kinds of things by name, whether they are the names of loved ones and family members, toys, food, animals, vehicles.
And where's the owl that goes foo-foo, foo-foo? Wow, Ira, where's the giraffe with the long neck? That's the giraffe and that's its long neck. Now let's go to another page. Oh, wow. I can see an elephant with a baby elephant.
There is a tendency among us as parents and caregivers and professionals to stick to the known and just dwell on labeling. But in this episode, I want to take you beyond labeling. How do we do that? We continue with books that have large photographs because those are lifelike. And we discuss the distinctive characteristic of each animal. And we make it come alive, engaging with that picture with our child, with real-life food, or talking about that distinctive feature that that creature has. So for example, if you have the hippo, then what better thing to do than to draw your attention to the fact that, oh, this hippo's hungry. So what are we going to feed it? Shall we give it a potato? Oh, the hippo says, I don't like potato. Okay, let's try a cabbage. And guess what? The hippo says, I love cabbage. And then you allow your child to feed this photograph with the toy or real cabbage. And just as she is doing that, oh, be careful. The hippo has sharp teeth. Oh dear, did you get hurt? Oh, let me blow on it. And you blow on the child's finger and she probably starts to giggle because she kind of, for a moment, there's a part of her that's wondering, really, did I get hurt? And then she begins to understand that it is, again, a form of pretend play. And there are so many distinctive features we can talk about. As our infant crosses the 12-month mark into toddlerhood, she is now ready for simple stories with a repetitive storyline, which is why books with lift the flaps, such as the Spot series, old as it is, are such wonderful starters for babies who are just entering toddlerhood. The plot is simple, and it is repetitive, and so you can read as many pages as your baby has interest in, remembering to wrap up the story and the reading before your child loses interest. Babies who have been raised with reading from infancy quickly transition to more involved plots. And they love to have their favorite stories read and reread to them. Because what this really does is that it fixes that language and those sequences into their auditory memory. So have a listen to this 2-year, 3-month-old whose favorite book at this point in her life is Are You My Mother? By P.D. Eastman. And here she is recalling chunks of some of that story. And you can hear the upset in her voice as she feels the bewilderment of that little baby bird who has fallen out of the tree and is looking for her mother. Because believe it or not, Mummy Bird has gone.
He's searching mother. Mama, he know he's not searching.
He could not find her.
He's gone.
Oh, then?
He's gone. Mama, he's gone.
And so the story unfolds with her going from farm animal to farm animal asking,
are you mother?
As toddlers grow, their vocabulary increases, they continue to love to read, their attention span becomes even longer as a result, and they transition then to more involved plots and longer stories. These stories, seemingly simple, have subtleties. And the subtlety I want to discuss in this episode is that of perspective, where as viewers or as readers, we get the complete perspective of what is happening. But in fact, the characters in the story are moving around or they are hiding and so are visible to some of the other characters, but not all of them. But that is information that we are privy to, not the character in the story. So the question is, does a toddler really understand this? Is he mature enough to understand this? So come have a listen to me and Mum reading the story Peekaboo Penguins aloud to this 2.5-year-old toddler who is very busy, I have to tell you, playing with his aeroplane. So please forgive some of the banging and thumping that goes on, though we have tried to eliminate that as far as possible. Do forgive him and us. Enjoy.
So shall we read a story?
Yes.
All right, so this story is about peekaboo penguins.
Hi.
But look at this book.
Mommy's going to read this book to you.
So, Penguin and his friends were playing hide and seek. One,
two, three, four, five.
It was Penguin's turn to seek. So let's turn the page.
Yeah. Penguin searched for his friends high and low, over rocks, through the snow, but he couldn't find them anywhere. Can you see the penguins?
Where are the penguins, Shiva? Can you see them?
He's going to look for his friends, okay? Because they're playing?
Hide and seek.
They're playing hide and seek, so turn the page.
Penguin searched for his friends high and low, over rocks and through the snow, but he couldn't find them anywhere.
Why not?
Oh, no.
Because he could play to be the big that he felt he need to come back.
That his friends need to come back. Because, where were they? Because?
Because he's going to be hiding, see.
Oh, that's right.
I wonder where they could be hiding, he said.
He's looking for them.
I wonder, Shabai.
Ah, he found his friend.
Oh, well,
where is a friend hiding?
Ah, he got on horse.
That's a moose.
Moose.
I can dig a moose.
You're right. This penguin, so that's really smart. This penguin, his friend, is sitting on the moose.
Yeah.
But can penguins see her?
Yes.
Oh, I don't...
Look at him here. Okay, so this is really hard. It's called Superb Theory of Mind, where we're looking at training different perspectives.
Okay.
That maturity will come in another 6 months or a year.
You can train that.
But you can train that from now. And he's already getting the perspective. That, so that's very good.
The penguin waddled over the ice until he met Moose. Hello, Mr. Moose. Have you seen my friend? He asked.
No.
No.
Turn the page.
Penguin flipped and flapped through the snow until he met Walrus. Hello, Mr. Walrus. Have you seen my friends? He asked.
Not that I can see it.
Harumphed Walrus, waggling his whiskers. Can you see his whiskers? Go. That's right.
Yeah.
They're long whiskers and he was wagging them.
Well, look at these two. What are they doing, Shivai?
They're playing hide and seek.
Correct. So can this penguin see them?
No.
No, they can't. So that's good.
Clever boy.
That's very good.
So Penguin looked around. He had searched for his friends everywhere. Oh, where can they be? He wondered. But then he saw one last place he hadn't looked. Surprise! And out jumped Penguin's friends. I've found you at last, laughed Penguin. Let's all play again. Ready, steady, hide! And that's the whole point of it, that on every page we can see the penguin friends hiding. But the little penguin who's looking for them can't. And that is theory of mind for you, where we are training our children, young as they are, to look at a situation from a different perspective. Now, a toddler is not going to really be able to appreciate that because she doesn't have the maturity as yet. But I wouldn't hesitate to introduce that perspective that, shh, don't tell her, because they're playing hide and seek. And I'm so glad that we did introduce perspective to this toddler, because young as he is, he certainly demonstrated an emerging theory of mind. It's not surprising that when we first asked him, he didn't quite get it. I mean, he's not even 2.5 years old. But halfway through the story, he clearly understood that because they were hiding, the single penguin couldn't see them. But we took a leap of faith and we went beyond the words. That's the beauty of the world of books, that they transport us into their world, provided we are willing to take that bold step and go beyond just the mere words on the page. More in the next one. Thank you so much for your time and interest and for listening to this episode all the way to the end. The one thought that I'd like to leave you with is to inspire you to move beyond mere labeling as you read picture books to your infant and toddler. Coming up next on this podcast is an episode on self-monitoring. Don't miss it. If you enjoyed this conversation and are looking to support your deaf or hard of hearing child at Soundsteps, whether in person or online with me, Shefali Shah, contact me at soundsteps.uk. If you are looking to train in auditory verbal therapy with me via my accredited and entirely online LearnAVT course, then do contact me at learnavt.com. Until then, stay chatting with your child.